If you're a Packers fan, would you rather see him win this season or next year? Well, this season, of course. Well, as the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you win dough this season too. While so many others are saying, wait till next year to have your leaky, stuck, or squeaky windows and doors replaced, Pella of Wisconsin can have your new windows installed in as little as 8 weeks. Why shiver like you're in the huddle at Lambeau Field in January when you can be home all cozy and warm, surrounded by family and friends and Pella Windows. Plus, 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, in 5 months, no first payment. And if you order at your initial appointment, even up to 5% same-day order savings. Set your consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show.
Oh, so good.
Well, good morning and welcome, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here, with you at 9:06 a.m. Central Time. Of course, in Qatar, it's 5:06 p.m. The United Arab Emirates, 6:06 p.m. Beijing, China, the future home of SeaWorld, brought to you by Hunter Biden, it is 10:06 p.m. As in Moscow, part of the former USSR, honeymoon spot du jour for Bernie Sanders, it is 5:06 p.m. And that is your new and improved Biden crime family time check, brought to you on this happy hump day, which of course always has a different meaning to Hunter Biden than we do. But who am I to judge? After all, he is a fine artiste. He does things with straws that are downright unnatural. I'm talking about the painting. Why do you always look at me when it... 888-455-1360-888-4... They're only slightly used straws. 888-455-1360. Text messages to 79489. And, of course, emails to regular.joe@mwcradio.com. That's the way to plug in each and every day. And today is one of those days, so I certainly hope that you will. As we broadcast live from our flagship station, WTAQ in Green Bay. Joined, as always, by the brilliant voice of Sheboygan, WHBL, in the effervescent triple threat of Wausau, WSAU, your red, white, and blue radio network. Good to be with you, as always. Well, gosh, what's happened since we last spoke? Any breaking news? Was there anything happening? So the big story, of course, is our question of the day, which involves General Mark White Rage Miley, or as some have dubbed him, which I think is kind of amusing, General Miley Cyrus, whichever you would prefer. He of the one that wants to get to the bottom of white rage, because it's an existential threat. Now, China, apparently they're nothing. They're just our buds, and I'll explain in a moment exactly how close. You probably didn't know how close we were to China. You know, just little phone calls, little heads up here, heads up there. I mean, that's what buddies do, right? You know, it's take care of each other. So the news came out that Bob Woodward has another new book. Do you think if he writes any of his books anymore? I mean, you know, this is Woodward, the Woodward from Woodward and Bernstein. If not for Watergate, there you wouldn't know who Bob Woodward is. I feel like he left Bernstein behind. I just, you know, really, he wanted all the press. Anyway, he has another book coming out. And in the book, it is purported that General Miley Cyrus owned up, fessed up to, well, I don't know, to use a word, colluded with the Democratic leadership in the way of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and at the same time was purposefully working against the commander-in-chief that he is supposed to be serving at the time, President Donald Trump, working against him supposedly to avert a nuclear attack launched by President Trump. It's an absurd premise, I mean, that's the first part, right? It's just, it really is absurd when we get down to it. But people take it seriously. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter if it's absurd that it wasn't the case that Donald Trump wasn't planning on doing anything. You have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff purportedly, again, we have to get it confirmed, saying that he was calling the Chinese counterpart to say, hey, don't worry. If we're going to attack, I'm going to give you a heads up first. That's a treasonous act. If we're going to war with somebody, and by the way, if we were launching nuclear weapons at somebody, I'm not sure, but I'm fairly certain that'd be an act of war. And you're calling the people that we're going to war with to say, hey, just so you know, you may want to get away from Beijing. You may want to, you know, go out to one of those empty cities you've built in China that the Uyghurs have built. This is the level of infection this represents within the upper echelons of our government, of our military, is staggering. So the question of the day, should General Mark White Rage Miley resign as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and should he be charged with treason if this is true? What do you say? 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. I mean, to me, it's kind of a slam dunk. Yes, absolutely. Shouldn't be that difficult. Now, in the book, they claim to have transcripts. He's been all over the news where he's calling Nancy Pelosi. Hey, don't worry. I got him covered. I got him in check. We've got things at the Pentagon taken care of. He's asking members of the military to pledge an allegiance to him. Not to the nation, not to serve the commander-in-chief, but saying, hey, you know, if you get this call, delay a little, right, and send it my way, and then let me take care of it. Now, last night, Colonel Doug McGregor was on Tucker Carlson talking about these things, and he had some great insight. Now, of course, Colonel McGregor apparently not somebody that favors treason, which, you know, right there, he kind of just goes up in my book a little. But when he was talking to Tucker Carlson, he introduced facts, right? Because the left doesn't like facts. They like fun, heartstring narratives that make people think, you know, we were sitting there, and any minute Donald Trump was going to open up the silver briefcase, he's going to press buttons, and we're all going to die. And you know, that's why I did what I did. And then all the other parts of the left, you know, stick out there just, oh, what a hero. This is amazing, by the way. If this is true, the left is out there. Well, not only the left. You have some that used to be considered part of the right out there sitting there saying, well, yeah, he'll be remembered favorably. This is wonderful. Matter of fact, I mean, don't take my word for it. Here's George Will. Now, look, I've always been a unicorn when it comes to George Will. I never really cared for the guy. He just didn't do it for me. He's mealy-mouthed, middle-of-the-road Republicanism. And I guess, you know, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, before there was a Rush Limbaugh, before there was conservative talk radio, I guess that was pretty good. You know, I mean, that was like, oh, hey, look, we got somebody that kind of sort of represents us in the media. Woohoo! But over time, the scales have fallen, hopefully from some people's eyes. And see, I mean, I've just never thought George Will was this very strong conservative. Here's what he said yesterday in reference to Miley. Cut number 17, this is his words.
I think Milley felt ill-used by the episode on Lafayette Square when he was used as a prop. So one can understand Milley's anxieties.
What? Okay, so he was used as a prop in Lafayette Square. Again, let's go with that premise being real versus what it is, which is BS. So he's butthurt that he had to walk with the president to Lafayette Park. Therefore, I'll call the communist Chinese and I'll let them know I got you guys covered. I'll collude with the opposition party to let them know that, don't worry, we're actively working against the president of the United States in these positions where we're supposed to be serving them. Now, for all the different people that said, oh, all this talk of conspiracy of a deep state, anything about, you know, the swamp and these, the idea that people are working against them. Well, I'm right there. You don't consider that proof positive? of exactly what we were talking about. For the, you talk about a coup, that's the beginnings of a military coup. When the chairman of the joint, who, by the way, and I'll get to that, that's why I'm going to play McGregor, an expert on the topic, will tell you he didn't even have the statutory authority to do these things. He violated his oath, potentially broke the law. And again, I'm not the court that will judge it, but I would think a pretty strong case for treason could be made of this. Now, another, this guy was under a leftist, but Rick Stengel, former Undersecretary of State, cut number 16. This was his take on things.
I would call General Milley a hero.
Yeah, he
behaved in a heroic manner.
I would call Benedict Arnold a hero. He acted in a heroic manner. He's wonderful. And then you wonder why we are distrusting of the left. But then another one, besides George Will, that was surprising, Barry McCaffrey, another one that you might have thought at one point had some integrity. Cut number 18, this is what he said.
We are in a period of extraordinary danger. I think General Milley is going to be treated very favorably by history.
What danger? I mean, don't tell me your little machinations in your ill-tempered mind. Don't sit there and tell, well, I mean, I kind of sat there one day and I was having a few drinks and I thought, you know what could happen? This could happen. And then this could happen. Oh, and then this could happen. And I would have gotten away with it if not for that meddling dog and you teenagers too. This is all made up in their brains. Where was the hemming and hawing by President Trump that if things didn't get done, he was going to nuke somebody? He's a first president since Jimmy Carter not to start a new war. First president. And look, Jimmy Carter was weak. Donald Trump was not perceived as weak around the world. He was successful in expressing peace through superior firepower, which is a Reagan doctrine. And but where in the world? I had one of these left-wing trolls on my Facebook page. Oh, you would have been fine if the great leader just blew up the world. No, first of all, of course, yes. I, on a daily basis, I'm like, hey, you know what? We need global nuclear war. That'd be fun. Somebody's been watching war games on their VHS a little too often. No, not at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. But show me where there was an iota, a scintilla of evidence that that was ever the case. Now, to Barry McCaffrey, cut number 19. He sets it up when he was talking to Tucker Carlson last night about why this whole premise is absurd.
First of all, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs has no statutory authority over operational forces of any kind. That means that he is not in a position to order anyone in the armed forces to say or do anything. He can't do it. He is preeminently the senior military advisor to the president. That's what he is. So in theory, before he would make such a phone call, he would discuss the subject of the phone call with the president, the commander in chief. He certainly would not do something without coordinating with the national security advisor and the secretary of state, because this is beyond defense. This is a foreign policy statement that he's making.
Well, why go with those people when you can just do it yourself? Besides, I mean, coups tend to work better when you have a small group of people that are working together. Now, Colonel McGregor, whether he wanted to or not, I think has given General Miley Cyrus a new nickname that it could stick, which is Windsock. Cut number 22. Here's what he had to say.
He made it very clear on numerous occasions that he was talking directly to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and Senator Chuck Schumer, reassuring them that he, quote unquote, was in control of things in the Pentagon. There are plenty of people that saw that, including the acting Secretary of Defense. That's unfortunate.
That seems so corrupt.
Well, it seems corrupt. And again, this sort of suggests to me this is another windsock. This man blows with the wind. Clearly, the wind was moving left. And he was cultivating his bosses. That much I can accept without hesitation. It's just the entire narrative. I would like to have that examined and explored under oath in the right setting.
Amen to that. And by the way, if Colonel McGregor is correct, basically he was sucking up to Pelosi and Schumer so he could get a little place at the table, again, a violation, at the least a violation of his oath. in the United States military. One quick last cut from Colonel McGregor. We'll hit the break and then to the phones. Cut 24, he says what should be obvious, but I appreciate the fact that he said it nonetheless.
I just want to make one point very clear, though.
Yeah.
President Trump is not someone who is prepared to launch a nuclear strike out of the blue against anyone.
Right.
That's absurd nonsense. Right.
It's absurd nonsense. Yes, it is. But you know what we've come to realize in these last 18 months? Absurdity is the trading card of the left.
The Regular Joe Radio Show. Boy.